Milo's Pro Rewards members. Save big during Lowe's Pro Savings Days. Get your member volume discount plus an extra 5% off eligible orders with a quote of $2,000 or more. And buy more and save more with up to 20% off in-stock molding when you spend $250 or more. Members get more at Lowe's. Valid through 7/31. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Can't be combined with any contract or special pricing. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit the Pro Desk or Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut, an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is live courtroom coverage of the trial of Lindsay Clancy from the Hitting Tillers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
This court's now in session. Be seated.
Your Honor, for the purpose of the record, we return back to the trial in the matter of Commonwealth versus Lindsay Clancy. All parties are present, including the defendant.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, members of the jury. Attorney Sprague?
Thank you, Your Honor. Sir, before the break, we were talking about Lindsay's stay at McLean Hospital, correct?
Correct.
Were you aware that she was discharged on January 5th, 2023?
Yes.
And did you, in fact, bring her home that day?
I picked her up, yeah. Okay.
Were you aware that she had a follow-up appointment with Dr. Jennifer Tufts the following day?
Yes.
I want to show you some photos here of the children and just ask if this is a fair and accurate depiction of how they looked in January of 2023.
Yes.
Thank you. You could have them marked as soon as four exhibits.
All right. They may be marked.
Sir, so showing you exhibit 9. This is Cora, correct?
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about what Cora was like in January of 2023, what her interests were?
I'm going to object at this point.
Counsel, can I see you at sidebar?
So, sir, if you could just tell us a little bit about Cora's interest at that time.
Cora was into princesses. And she had a lot of friends. And she just liked taking care of people.
And showing you Dawson, correct?
Yes.
What kind of things was Dawson interested in 2020?
He was into firefighters and trucks. And he liked Paw Patrol.
Exhibit 11, Helen. It's only 8 months old, correct?
Correct.
Did he have any interest or?
He was just a happy baby.
Happy baby. And then just showing you the Exhibit 12. Does this picture clearly indicate their sizes in relation to each other in January of 2023?
Yes.
After Lindsay was released from McLean Hospital, was there a birthday party for Cora on January 7th, 2023?
Yes.
And who had organized that birthday party?
I think we both did.
Okay. And where was it?
It was at Nova in Plymouth.
And was Lindsay present for the party?
Yes.
And do you recall who got all the supplies and everything for the party?
I think Lindsay did.
We could play a video. I'm going to ask you to look at a video and just tell me if you recognize this as a video from the party. Was that from the party?
Yeah.
And was that Cora seated in front of Lindsay while singing Happy Birthday?
Yeah.
Okay. And there's a second clip. Again, was that Cora and Lindsay?
Yeah.
Hope to have the birthday videos as the next exhibit.
That may be admitted.
13 so far. From Cora's birthday party until January 23rd, 2023, did you check on and check in with Lindsay?
Every day.
And how did you do that?
I would ask her in the morning how she's feeling, how she slept.
And did she tell you that she was sleeping better?
Maybe a little bit better, but she's still struggling.
And did you ask her during that time if she had suicidal thoughts?
Yeah.
And what was her response?
She told me no.
She told you what?
She said no.
No. Did she ever tell you during that time period that she was having thoughts of harming the children?
No.
Did you as a family go to the Museum of Science on January 8th, 2023?
Yes.
Was the defendant able to participate in activities with the children while at the museum on January 8th?
Yes.
I'm going to pull up some photographs. Just ask you to ID or identify everyone in the photograph so that the jurors can follow their movements through the video footage in the video. So if I may... Down here in the maroon colored shirt.
It's Dawson.
Dawson, okay. And in the red skirt.
Cora.
And in the gray jacket.
Lindsay.
And here, pushing the carriage.
That's me.
Okay. And is Khaled in the carriage at that time?
Yeah.
And permission to play the video, Your Honor.
Let's see again, sidebar.
At this time, we'd move to submit the still photograph and the video pursuant to the discussion at sidebar. I'd move to submit the full video in as one exhibit for identification and the timeline video as the exhibit.
Timeline. You could submit a copy of that later?
No, there's a full video that was provided by the
right.
Science, and then there's a timeline that was created following the family through the museum, and we could get snippets from this video.
Okay, that's fine.
But for identification. Exhibit C, so marked. And the museum's had mine for the next exhibit. Exhibit 14, so marked. After going to the Museum of Science, let me go back to that for a moment. At the Museum of Science, do you recall the defendant being able to interact with the children at exhibits that required manipulating knobs and materials and showing the children how to do those exhibits and interacting with them at those exhibits?
Yeah, Lindsay was always able to interact with our kids, even including at the Museum of Science. Okay.
And then after your trip to the Museum of Science, do you remember going to the Charlie Horse restaurant with the kids and Lindsay?
Yes.
And how soon after the Museum of Science was that? Do you recall?
I don't recall the exact dates.
Okay. And what type of place is the Charlie Horse restaurant?
It's like a family restaurant with games.
And how was the defendant's demeanor at the restaurant?
It was good. I was hopeful.
Why were you hopeful?
Because she seemed much better.
And then on January 14th, 2023, were you able to go to brunch with your friends while the defendant was home with the children?
Yeah.
And about how long were you gone?
About 2 hours.
Were there any issues or problems that you were aware of while you were gone?
No, she encouraged me to go. She said, "You've just been inside a lot. You should go out," and it was fine.
And while you were there at brunch, did she send you photos of the kids and text messages?
I think so. Yeah.
direct your attention to January 15th, 2023. Did you and Lindsay and the kids go to the Cape Codder in Hyannis?
Yeah.
And was there a water park there?
Yeah.
And how was Lindsay's demeanor that day?
It seemed pretty good.
Was she able to interact with the children and participate in the activities?
Yes.
I could bring up photos. Again, I would just like you to look at the photos to point out who the individuals are in the photo. So here in the dark shorts with the white band on the top.
It's me.
And then in the bathing suit here with the ponytail.
It's Cora.
And then in the striped swimsuit at the bottom.
It's Dawson.
And then here in the black bathing suit without shoulder straps.
Lindsay.
And is that was Cora, was there?
Yes.
And in this third photo, is that Lindsay with Callan in her arms?
Yeah.
And that photo there, is that Dawson with the striped bathing suit?
Yep.
Yeah. We can go to the video with the court's permission.
I want.
I'm just going to go to certain clips. If we could start with from the beginning to 40 seconds in and play. Sir, if you could tell us who, can you confirm that that's you and the children and Lindsay arriving now?
Yes.
Would that be Cora in the purple jacket with the pink boots?
Yes.
And Lindsay in the gray coat with the backpack?
Yes.
And then if we could go to 139. And during this time, are you waiting to check in and get your wristbands and all of that?
Yeah.
You could go to 647. Do you recognize this play area?
Yes.
And did you and Lindsay and the children go over to this pirate ship area?
Yep.
Showing you here, is that core that just went down the slide?
Yeah.
Is that you there by the slide?
Yeah.
We can go to 1122. Let's see. We could go to 1406. Sir, here at 1625, that Cora and then Lindsay that go down the slide together?
Yeah.
We can go to 1745. The same thing here.
Yeah.
So she's able to interact with Core and the others, participate in the activities?
Yeah.
If we could go to 4753, please. You're up in the corner here.
Yeah.
Is this you and Dawson and Core entering the pool area?
Yeah.
Lindsay was with Callan at that time, correct?
Yes.
So you were comfortable with her being off in a separate area with Callan while you were with Core and Dawson that day?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all. Thank you. I move to submit the pod photos and timeline.
Again, let me just see over here just briefly, just so I have that straight.
15 somewhere.
What's it, 15? Okay, thank you.
Sir, directing your attention now to January 16th, 2023. Did you go skiing that day?
Yeah.
And who did you go skiing with?
Cora.
And was it just the two of you?
No, we went with another dad and his son.
Okay. And who was that dad?
Adam Schwebach.
Okay. And was Lindsay home with Callan and Dawson that day when you went skiing with Cora?
Yeah.
Okay. Were there any issues or problems that you're aware of when she was home alone with the kids all day?
No.
And was she able to communicate with you throughout the day?
Yeah.
And how was that communication done?
Text. I might have called her. I'm not sure.
And do you recall texting each other back and forth photos of you with Cora and the boys at home and what they were doing?
Yeah.
And so she was able to take those photographs and send them to you without any apparent problem, correct?
Correct.
Show you the three text messages with the attached photos of you. Thank you. Sir, are these accurate copies of the text messages with the photos that were sent between yourself and the defendant on January 16th, 2023?
Yes.
If I could move to have these marked as the next three exhibits.
They may be admitted.
Exhibits 16, 17, and 18. Mark. So, sir, showing you the first photo, which was marked Exhibit 16. Did you start off the conversation by sending the photo of you and Cora seeing?
Yeah.
And showing you Exhibit 17, did Lindsay respond by taking and sending this photo of Dawson?
Yeah.
And then did she respond again, sending you a selfie she took of herself and Callan?
Yeah.
And you felt comfortable leaving Callan and Dawson home with her that day?
Yeah.
And why is that?
She seemed to be doing a lot better.
In what ways did she seem to be doing better?
Her mood seemed better. She was more active, and she was able to partake in more things.
She was also going to the gym during that time as well, correct? The Kingsbury Club?
That sounds right, yeah.
Okay. Were you hopeful at that time that things were getting better?
Yeah.
Did Lindsay's parents visit you the weekend of January 21st through the 22nd?
Yeah.
And whose idea was that, do you recall?
I think it was theirs. I think they were just coming to visit to say hi.
Okay. And what did you guys do that weekend?
We just hung out and went to a friend's house on Sunday. They left after we got back from there.
And whose friend's house did you go to that Sunday?
The Carneys.
Carneys, okay. And who went to the Carneys?
Lindsay, myself, Dawson, and Cora.
And what did you do there?
There was a fire, and I think we roasted marshmallows or something like that.
Okay. And how was Lindsay's demeanor that day?
She was quieter that day. So, I mean, that was the extent of it.
Was she able to interact with the Carneys?
Yeah, but she's quiet.
Okay. And you said you returned home and then her parents left?
Yeah.
Do you recall Lindsay and her mom taking a picture together that weekend?
Yeah.
Is that photo?
Yeah, that's it.
You could have this marked as the next exhibit.
That may be admitted.
Exhibit 19. And Lindsay seemed to be doing better that weekend, correct?
Overall, yeah.
Were you aware that her mother had sent her a text saying something to the effect of, I'm glad you're doing so much better?
I became aware of that later, yeah.
And just showing exhibit 19. And I'm sorry, Your Honor, I didn't mark the still photo from the Museum of Science. If you could have that as the next exhibit.
Sure.
20. That Monday after her parents had gone home to Connecticut, so Monday the 23rd of January, did Cora and Dawson go to school?
Yeah.
And do you recall Lindsay picking them up that afternoon?
Yeah.
When Lindsay returned home with Cora and Dawson, did she discuss with you that Cora was having some stomach issues at school?
Yeah.
And were you familiar with the stomach issues that Cora had been having?
Yeah.
And did you have an idea of what was causing those stomach issues?
Yeah, it wasn't unusual. She was embarrassed to go to the bathroom at school, so she just held it all day.
Okay. And so this was a common occurrence?
Yeah.
And were you aware that Cora had her five-year physical scheduled for the next day, Tuesday the 24th?
No, I didn't know that was already scheduled. I thought she called it in and set it up. So, yeah, it's news to me.
Okay. So would it have been Lindsay who would make those kinds of appointments, the physicals and all of that?
She usually handled that, yeah.
Okay. And going to Tuesday, January 24th, 2023, were you working that day?
I'm sorry, you said on the 24th?
Yes, Tuesday the 24th.
Yeah.
That morning, was Cora's doctor's appointment at 8 a.m.? And who took her to the doctor's appointment?
Lindsay.
And did anyone have to go with her, or did she drive herself and Cora there?
It's just Lindsay and Cora.
And you were home with the boys, is that right?
Yeah.
And while you're with the boys and Lindsay's with Cora at the doctor's, are you sending text messages and photos back and forth?
Yeah.
Why did you send a photo of Dawson to Lindsay that morning?
Because he dressed himself completely for the first time.
And he was excited about that?
Yeah.
And did she respond back with a photo of Cora?
Yeah.
Are these the photos you sent back and forth?
Yeah.
I could have the photo of Dawson as the next exhibit and the photo of Cora as the following.
All right, they may be admitted.
And 22 somewhere. Publishing these. Exhibit 21. And exhibit 22. And while you were texting with Lindsay back and forth, were you able to understand her text messages?
Yeah.
Did she seem to understand yours in response?
Yes.
Did she return home?
Yes.
And do you recall around what time she got home that morning?
8:30.
And once she got home, what did you do?
I think I got ready for work.
And while you were downstairs working in your office, do you know what Lindsay and the kids were doing?
They built a snowman, and they did some art projects.
And how did you know this was happening?
She texted me a picture.
So Lindsay was continuing to text you and send you photographs throughout that day?
Yeah, and I went up to say hi at one point.
Okay. First, I just want to show you text messages back and forth. The text being on the right hand side. You want to look through there and just see if you recognize the messages going back and forth between you and Lindsay that morning.
What? This is says activity sensor.
Excuse me?
I think this is something else.
So starting at 7 a.m. on the 24th, and we go to 8:17 a.m. This is the photo you sent of Dawson. And then the replies going to 8:18 a.m. Is this the reply from Lindsay? And then throughout the day, just messages back and forth up to the point... Page 940, where Lindsay sending you the photos of the kids in the snow. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. We could have the text messages marked as the next exhibit.
All right. That may be admitted.
Exhibit 23. And just look at one photo. Is this one of the photos you sent? We could have the photograph marked as the next exhibit.
That may be admitted.
Exhibit 24. How often do you think you, or do you remember going upstairs that day to interact with Lindsay and the kids?
Once or twice. It was a busier day than usual.
And, when you did come up to interact with them, how was Lindsay's mood?
She seemed happy.
Happy. And how could you tell that? What was she doing?
She was playing with the kids, and she seemed in a good mood.
At any point during that day when you came up or while she's texting you, did she tell you she was having suicidal thoughts?
No.
Did she tell you she was having thoughts of harming the kids?
No.
Did she ask for help or anything that caused concern?
No, she's having one of her best days.
One of her best days?
Yeah.
I want to direct your attention to 4:53 p.m. that day. Did you receive a text from Lindsay about dinner?
Yeah.
And do you recall what it said?
It's something along the lines of, do you want to get takeout? I haven't planned anything.
Do you recall it saying, any chance you want to do takeout from 3V? I didn't cook anything. It's been a long day.
Yeah.
Had you been to 3V restaurant previously?
Yeah.
Alone or with the family?
With the family.
And approximately how many times had you been there to eat?
Probably 3 times.
And so you had all gotten in the car and driven from your home to 3V restaurant in Plymouth approximately 3 times?
Yeah, sometimes we were already out somewhere, but yeah.
Okay. But been there 3 times.
Yeah.
Had you ever done takeout from there before?
No.
Where would you typically do takeout when you were going to do takeout at home?
The Chestnut Grill. I think another one was West End Grill.
Were those closer than 3V to your home?
Yeah.
So Lindsay suggested 3V and you agreed, is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. Did she send you another text at 4:56 p.m. asking you to take a look at the menu?
Yeah.
And did you send a text at 5:06 p.m. About Callan?
Yeah, I asked if he had taken a nap.
And did she respond?
Yeah.
And what was her response?
That it was a shorter nap and he was awake.
Okay. And at that time, did you also send a separate text as her response?
I don't remember what she ordered.
Do you recall a Mediterranean Power Bowl?
Yeah, that sounds right.
And did she ask you what you were getting?
Yeah.
And at 5:08 p.m., did you respond?
Yeah.
And what did you tell her?
I forget what it was.
Do you recall scallop and pork belly risotto?
Yeah.
That was it?
Yep.
Who called in the order to 3V?
Lindsay.
Once the order was placed, what did you do?
I came upstairs. I took Callan for a minute, and I... Mm-hmm. Rocked him by my knees, kissed Cora on the head, and I said, I'll be right back.
And what was Dawson doing when you were leaving?
He was eating chicken nuggets on the couch.
And do you recall if he was using a bowl or a plate?
It was a bowl.
Remember what the defendant's, first of all, where was the defendant seated when you left the house, or was she seated?
She was standing.
And where was she?
In the doorway of the living room.
And was that the doorway by the front door or the doorway by the basement door?
It's the doorway by the basement door.
Okay. And did she have Callan or where was Callan?
She had Callan.
Okay. And what was her demeanor?
Normal.
Counsel, could I see both sidebar here? All right. Those are the jury. We're going to break at this point for the day. All right. So what we're going to do is I'm going to excuse you till Wednesday morning. All right. So you don't have to come in here tomorrow. Just remind you, I'm going to ask those same questions I asked you this morning, whether or not you did any research or you saw anything that would affect your ability to remain fair and impartial. You have to still keep an open mind. So don't do any research. Don't talk about this case with anyone. Don't go online, look at anything. Don't take any road trips. And we will see you on Wednesday morning. Same instructions that you got from the officers in regards to that. So again, thank you so much for your time and your effort. And I'll see you on Wednesday. Okay.
More live courtroom coverage of the trial of Lindsay Clancy is on the way. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No.